This is Amy Summers. Stay tuned to discover how you can join me for virtual mentorship sessions right after today's pitch.
We are living in a fast-paced world where it's becoming increasingly difficult to grab someone's attention. In a media interview, a journalist is often listening for sound bites or short phrases that encapsulates the story they are trying to tell. Using sound bites in your pitch can improve your chance of getting a response because it forces you to get to the point, but in a more memorable way. Before you pitch, write down your pitch, then edit out the repetitive statements, lengthy warm-up, and unnecessary background. You can always send more background once someone responds and requests it. But remember, a pitch is just a pitch, not a press kit. Once you have it down to 5 sentences or less, review your lead sentence and make sure it's direct and ask a question. Remove any attachments from your email and create a short but catchy subject line. The pitch challenge today? Practice the art of speaking in soundbites on your own social media and observe if you receive more likes on your content by coming up with short, catchy descriptions of what you are posting and doing versus long, drawn-out explanations and rants. Remember, time is a valuable asset to everyone. So by saying it in a soundbite, you'll increase interest in your pitch and improve the likelihood of it being reviewed.
Enjoying the pitch? Then join our free mentor Skillshare sessions. Get expert career advice at inisivox.com. Click the pink mentor Skillshare sign-up bar at the top and enter your info to secure your spot. Find it at inisivox.com, and I'll see you soon.